DW.
37.6 degrees Celsius. Abnormal temperature. Please check again. 39.4 degrees Celsius. Abnormal temperature. Please check again.
A body temperature of 39.4 degrees Celsius. Clearly far too high. This passenger needs to be checked again, announces the computer voice of Nairobi's newest airport worker, Jaziri.
37.6 degrees Celsius.
Anyone who has passed through the departure hall at Nairobi Airport recently has probably come across this humanoid robot.
Please wear a mask.
Standing at waist height and with a white and silver screen for a head, Jaziri is much more than a mobile medical thermometer, explains IT expert Likimani Lisiaman.
Warning alerts for the people who haven't worn the mask correctly. It helps in measuring temperature and helps in the disinfection of the area.
The robot can theoretically check the temperatures of 200 people per minute. But in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic, the airport isn't exactly busy. For the few passengers who are traveling, meeting Jaziri is a new experience, including for this woman who is about to board a plane to the US.
It's the first time I've seen it. Temperature is one way to fight COVID-19, so this is a great way to see that when passengers are coming in, especially on big flights that are full. I know, like, when I flew into Ghana, it took a long time to get everyone temperature, so hopefully this will be a faster way to get people through.
Besides Jaziri, two other robots are being used in Kenyan hospitals. They were paid for by the Japanese government and the United Nations, and they weren't cheap. In total, the robots cost 1.8 million euros.
I'm disinfecting now. Please keep distance.
Even if Jaziri is making herself useful in the departure lounge at the moment, it remains to be seen whether investing so much in this new technology will actually prove worthwhile. The robot's range is rather limited, says Bethuel Mukomen from Nairobi Airport.
We are not able to now move the robot to other places because of the lifts and the stairs. So maybe because of that, it's a challenge. We just work with one terminal. But as more robots come through, we can get to have the temperatures and mask monitoring positions in many places.
I'm disinfecting now. Please keep distance.
Jaziri also only works with a strong Wi-Fi connection. Some areas of the airport are still out of reach of wireless internet. There's also a lack of technical know-how required to keep the robot working properly. Jaziri's two robot colleagues should have started work at the hospitals a long time ago, but they're still waiting to be deployed. But the United Nations hopes the investment will give Kenya a boost towards technological advancement, says Francis Mateka, a program specialist with the UN's development program.
Innovation is really coming up, fueled by this COVID pandemic, and I think we'll see that grow in the future.
So far, the robot at Nairobi Airport has mostly proven itself a novelty attraction for passengers. And Jaziri's gentle but admonishing voice is as good a reminder as any to make sure your mask is firmly in place.
Please wear a mask.
DW.